glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The message for this edition of Moments comes from the third and fourth chapters of the New Testament book of Acts. This is the historical record of the early church that was established on Pentecost in Jerusalem, just 50 days following the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Following our inspirational song, we will be relating the account, and we hope that you will continue to listen.
Gone is all my debt of sin, the rich angels brought within, and to live I now begin, risen from the fall. Yet the debt I did not pay, someone died for me one day. Sweeping all the debt away, Jesus paid it all. Jesus died and paid our debts on the cross of Calvary. Oh, and my heart was burnt, was melted at his dying call. Oh, his heart was shame, was broken on the tree for you and me.
Peter and John, two of the Lord's apostles, went to the temple to pray. They encountered a beggar lying near the gate. Peter and John had no money to offer the man, but Peter had much more to give. He healed the man in the name of Jesus Christ. Instantly, the man's feet, ankles, became strong again. He praised God along with the people who saw this healing miracle. Peter and John took the opportunity to share with the gathering crowd that it was Jesus who healed the man, and they shared the truth about Jesus being God's Son, who had been rejected and killed. But God had raised him from the dead and made him both Lord and Christ. Peter encourages the people to repent of their sins and to turn to God. While Peter and John were sharing with the crowd, the priest and temple guards and other leading Jews became disturbed by what they heard, so they arrested them and held them overnight in jail. The next day, they were brought before the Jewish religious leaders and questioned about what they had done. Peter again spoke up and told them that the man was healed in the name of Jesus. He gave Jesus all the credit and glory for the act of kindness shown to the crippled man. But Peter took the opportunity to also share the truth about Jesus. He made this very bold statement: "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." What Peter set before these men that day was the truth that Jesus had given to his apostles. He had told them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. This is exactly what Peter was telling the religious leaders that day. There is no salvation apart from Jesus. It was his power and by his authority that the crippled man was made well. And so the declaration is made that only through the authority and power of Jesus can our sins be forgiven and spiritual healing take place. This truth has not changed. It is the same today as it was the very day that Peter spoke them. Our Bibles were written and preserved so that we could hear this truth and know it today. The salvation from our sins is found in Jesus. The precious blood of Jesus shed on Calvary's cross pays the debt of sin we cannot pay. He has taken our place and made available the redemption of our souls from the condemnation of sin. We can go to the Heavenly Father. We can enter the Holy of Holies only through the authority and the power of Jesus. When Peter and John were ordered by these religious authorities to not speak or to teach anywhere, anymore, in the name of Jesus Christ, they replied, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God, for we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." They were eyewitnesses of the things that they were sharing, and so the truth of Jesus was presented not only to these religious leaders who rejected it, but also to all the people who heard the testimony of the apostles of Jesus Christ. And we too have their witness today that Jesus has become for us the atoning sacrifice for our sins. These scriptures present this truth. "This is love," the scripture says, "not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." 1 John 4:10. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." John 3:16-18. At just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:6-8. I hope that every listener is well aware of this truth. If you are struggling to believe in it today, we offer you our ministry in the Word of God. For we know that faith comes from hearing the Word of God. And a faith that saves is a faith that leads to a heart sorrowed over sin and willing to change. Through such repentance comes a submission to God's will in our lives. By faith and in our faith, we submit our lives to Christ through the waters of baptism to begin a new life in Christ. For it is in this act of obedience that we wash away those sins. The blood of Jesus cleanses and sanctifies us. This is the new birth, and it is the beginning of a new life in Christ. If you have never experienced the renewal of your spirit through God's Holy Spirit, it is urgent that you hear the Scripture saying to you, "Today is the day of salvation." Do not postpone or procrastinate. Do not neglect it. Jesus described himself as standing at our heart's door and knocking upon it. He waits to be invited into our hearts and into our lives. Why not invite him in today?
To my sorrows now.
you are Savior of my life. Jesus holy, risen mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior of the world. Perfect answer to my sorrows, now I am rejoicing, for you are Savior of my life. You are Savior, how I love you, my Redeemer, how I praise you. There is no place for condemnation when I lift your name on high.
Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows, now I am rejoicing, for you are Savior of my life. You are Savior, how I love.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.